And Brendan Bolton, he might wander down. I think the Blues are going along very nicely at the moment.
Ace, big meat eater.
I'm not sure about that, but he joins us on the line. Welcome, Brendan.
G'day, gents. I'm pretty partial just to a roast dinner, so nice roast lamb would be all right.
Oh, I reckon you'd be a big steak man too.
Yeah, don't mind a steak. Very simple, meat and free veg.
And that's about the way you've been going about it with your Blues. You've been sort of steak and three veg, getting them back to basics, making sure they know how to defend, and I think you've done that really well. And now you've stated on the record that you just want to open it up a little bit.
Yeah, Gary, we do. We don't want to shy away. That we want to be a hard team to play against and lose all the defensive growth we've made. But, we've trained a lot of offensive layers this year. I don't think there's a quick fix in that, but that was always the plan going into the third year, to start putting some offensive layers across the group.
And how do you measure that? How will you measure that? I mean, it's not as simple as just goals kicked and scores four. I mean, there are other measurements.
Yeah, there is. A lot of it's about territory, you know, where you get the turnover and how far you can take that ball with an unbroken chain. So we showed some growth last week. I think many blue baggers would have witnessed some fast transition from defensive 50 to forward 50 last week with some really good chains of clean ball movement, but there was quite a few that we need to tidy up as well. So just one little step in the right direction.
Is it testing your patience at all, or you happy with the development, Brendan?
No, I think it's all on cue. We've stuck to this plan, Tim, about going to the draft for 3 years. We've done that. Now we've got a young group and we've turned over a crazy amount of players, 40-plus players. So we now just need to bed it down, and these players need to play together and build synergy and chemistry and just some stability now. But it's taken 3 years to get the list to a level where we want.
And the other thing about it, Brendan, and I know it's really simplistic, but you've had to go to the draft and been happy to take your medicine and go there, and Soss has been very strong in taking the best talent. And I think from a Carlton point of view, and we monitor this all day because we've got lots of Carlton supporters that talk to us and text us, I mean, they are seeing the shoots. And I guess managing the expectation now is the next challenge.
Yeah, I think if expectation grows, that means these exciting youngsters are starting to perform. So I've always thought the pressure's a privilege. So if that starts to grow in time, that's a great thing. But we're going to put absolutely no ceiling on this exciting group. And our members should probably hear that I've never seen them more determined and passionate now to start to grow and climb.
And what about your... I saw Paddy Cripp spent some time forward. That seems to be, across the board, something that coaches are looking at. Have you got, in your own mind, some sort of percentage split of Paddy Ford and mid?
I wish I could have two of him and just 100 at each end. But I think, by and large, you'll play through the midfield because he's a bull, and we've got some new guys that can roll through there, but they probably lack a little bit of experience at this stage. But we'd like to probably get something around a 70-30. If I could put a percentage on it, but it was great to see him get forward. He's a big man. We forget how big he is, and he can take a strong mark. So if he can hit the scoreboard this year, that'll be great for us and him.
13 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're talking to Brendan Bolton, the coach of the Carlton side. There's a lot of big issues swirling around in the game at the moment. The Premier League loan system has been dropped into the pool as well. Do you support that in theory, something like this?
I think we're really open-minded to trading, but the issue just right now is we probably don't know the parameters on how it would work. Is it from a lower level tier? Is it player for player or a draft pick? And once we know that, as a club, we've got to be ready for it. So we're open-minded. So that's where we sit with it, Tim.
And the forward line structure I'm interested in too. Harry Mackay... I think he's deceptive unless you've coached him and you watch him train every day. He seems to be able to slip it, and when he does, he looks really mobile. Curnow, Casbolt, if Cripps goes forward, whereas the premiers have gone smaller. I mean, where do you philosophically sit with that?
Yeah, I'm open-minded to it, but we probably, you can see, we try and play to what group we've got. It'd be madness to try and just pick up and do exactly what Richmond did, because they've got a different profile of list. We've got some bigger guys who can mark. So we'll play in and around our strengths of that. But in saying that, those guys do need to apply pressure, and the little guys around them will as well, because we know that's a critical part of the game, holding it in your forward half. So We'd probably just do it a little bit differently is the best answer because we've got some good marking targets.
Hey, Brendan, before we let you go, we've been talking a lot about yabbing this morning, but I know I've read about you. You're actually a diver, aren't you? Don't you go down diving for crayfish?
You guys are kidding yourself talking about yabbies. You catch big crayfish in Tassie, Tim.
How big are the crayfish you catch down there?
I don't get enough time to do it anymore, Gaz, but you know, you can range anywhere from 8 to 10 pounds, some of the big ones, so it's quite exciting. And yeah, it's just a little hobby I have when I get some free time.
Is that free diving or with tanks?
No, you use tanks or you use a dive compressor, which pumps air yep. down, so you use either or. So some good spots in Tassie to do that.
How many crayfish can you take?
You're only allowed a couple now. Yeah, so...
How many do you take?
No, I stick to the law.
Hey, great to talk to you, Bolts. We wish you well. I think the Carlton Footy Club are a really exciting story this year, and we were going to watch with great interest it unfold.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.